on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Yes, it is time for the Monday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, and today we are racing on the synthetic at Sportsbet Pakenham. Warren Huttley is here to find us all the winners, as he is each and every Monday morning. Waz, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
How was your weekend? Was it a winning day on Saturday?
It was a testing day at the weekend, the testing Saturday. It got better later in the day, which is a positive, and managed to sneak to the footy yesterday to watch the Tigers. So the weekend was good, but and good racing at Caulfield. So, yeah, no, it's been a good weekend on balance, Michael, but it did take a while.
Yeah, well, it was the Omen Double, wasn't it? Mr. Brightside into the Tigers at the G yesterday. So good to see both of them back in form over the weekend. If you were going to take one horse out of the meeting, who would it be?
Gee, I was thinking it was going to be I Am Benno early in the meeting, and then Giga Kick did what Giga Kick did. And, oh, gee, I love the win of Uncommon James. I think given that he was on the minimum and he's going to, you know, get a penalty rating for that, but there's still races for him. I've seen him have that tick over jump out down the straight. Didn't like that. Had any fears for him. I'd probably take Uncommon James as a horse out of the meeting.
Do you think he's a Rupert Clarke horse?
Well, he's got to get to 1,400, I suppose. I don't know. Gee, there's going to be plenty of options if you keep him to around 1,100 metres, particularly with the series for the sprinters in New South Wales. And, you know, that's obviously going to spread the ranks to some extent. So it gives them some options. I don't know. I wouldn't be negative on him getting out to 1,400 metres, but, gee, the way he's going over the shorter courses and that win on Saturday, I don't know if they need to be in a rush to get him up.
Yeah, and just on Mr. Brightside, if he was yours, would you be heading towards a Cox Plate or a Caulfield Cup?
Well, I think the most logical thing is to go to the fee, and obviously we know 1,600 metres holds no fears for him winning a Doncaster, and then, you know, if you go Turnbull or somewhere, that's a traditional fork in the road type race for the Spring Carnival, isn't it? You can regroup for a Cox Plate, or you can, you know, aim at a Caulfield Cup. So, look, they've got plenty of options with him. I don't know what his best distance is, and I don't know if anyone does yet. But, yeah, he's got a great winning habit, a great racing style, and good problems to have.
Yeah, no doubt about that. He's going to be a horse to follow in the early part of the spring, and who knows, he could well be a fairy tale start to the career for both Ben Hayes and JD Hayes. Looking at Pakenham today, gee, there's been a few well-back runners. So are you confident about this Monday meeting?
Yeah, look, I think we can finish in front, Michael. I think we've, like most meetings, you're going to have to pick the races that you're keenest to play in and get your staking right accordingly. But I do think the Peter Moody first starter that's been heavily backed looks a bit of an anchor for the day for me.
Yeah, it does indeed. I think we're going to have a chat to Simon Zara, who's had a good weekend as well, with a little Stevie winning at Caulfield on Saturday, and he's looking to continue the run today at Pakenham. Morning, Simon. You well?
Morning. I'm very well, Morgan. Yourself?
Very good. Now, I believe you're working on the pipes at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm blowing a bit. It's been a while.
So you're trying to get yourself into Summer Nick with Solarium shut. You're just working on the body, are you?
Oh, well, you've got to look for the summer, but the winter cups come along, so it's time to try and get rid of there. I've only got short legs, mate. It goes to one place.
Hey, well, if you're in as good a nick as your horses are at the moment, you'll be looking absolutely pristine. A nice day on Saturday. Little Stevie, what an honest horse he is.
Yeah, look, she's just sort of keeps buttering up, and, you know, she's been at work since December and just sort of spaced her runs. Just trying to find, you know, 1,100s at Caulfield, which she obviously really loves it there, and she just sort of keeps raising the bar and, you know, had a change of ownership after a last win, and they got some of their money back.
What'd they pay for it?
It was on 140 on the English Digital, the fit drove quite cheap after nice win Saturday, plus the new scheme they got going with the free stay in feed to Fierce Impact. So, you know, there's a $17,000 service fee there, so it's you know, good win for the stud on Saturday.
Yeah, they've done well, very well. Can you continue the run today at Pakenham on the synthetic? You kick off the day in race number one with Steak Knives. Jamie Mott is on board. It's the favourite. Nine starts yet to win, but it's been around the mark.
Yeah, look, he was terrific the other day. Just got a little bit lost when he hit the front and probably a little bit of fitness got him on the line, but I thought, you know, his work on Thursday morning was terrific. And look, he's a horse that had probably 1 foot out the door a couple of months ago, but, you know, since they've stepped him up in trip, he's really starting to come of age. And looked a beautiful race. He'll get a nice run. And look, if he only just turns up and what he did the other day, I thought it'd be hard to beat.
Yeah, he goes around. There's the favourite in the first. In race number three, you've got a debutante that we get to see. And it's ridden by Lockie King, by Sepoy. How are you pronouncing this? My French is not good. La Folie Douce?
That'll do.
That's shocking. Can you tell I got kicked out of French classes?
I didn't even make it in. Yeah.
Doesn't matter what we call it. Will we be calling it a winner?
Look, she'll probably go for a look today. Still a little bit immature. She's trialled up quite well. Just still really new when she comes off the bridle. So we thought we'd give her just one run before she head to the paddock and get a bit of spring grass into her. Look, she's showing good natural ability, but just not quite mature enough yet.
All right. And Galactus is a horse that hasn't been in form in recent times. Can it turn it around today?
Yeah, look, his run the other day was massive. He just got held up. He really started to work home late, and he really hit the line terrific and got held up. His last 100, he just had nowhere to go. I actually thought he'd be hard to beat today. Up to 1,400, just drawn a little bit awkward. He'll try and roll forward. And look, if he jumps with him and gets in a spot, I thought he'd actually be hard to beat. I thought he was nearly my best for the day. So he's come up a huge price. And I don't think too many people saw his run the other day, but it was pretty impressive.
Gee, I like that. $23, $6 a place, Galactus.
Here we go. Here's a nice multi. The race one into the race seven.
It's about time we got one of these multis up.
You know, I take a good percentage, you know that.
Yeah, you do. Hey, enjoy the rest of your session. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. He's always good for a tip. He tells it how it is. There's no doubt about that, Simon Zara. Let's get first up into the first race today. And this is the one Eddie gave a good push to, the favourite, Stake Knives here. J-Mott on board, $2.80. No scratchings in this race. Hypocrite is the second favourite at $3.90, and then we're down to Madam Mayhem at $4.20. So Phoenix also in the market at $4.60. So there's four in the market in this first race. What order did you put them in, Warren?
I've got those four horses. I think they are the key winning hopes. Just thought some new blood in this staying ranks, number 11, Madam Mayhem. She was held up back near the inside at Bendigo last start behind Shillily. I think that the depth of that race certainly measures up here and giving every indication that the rising trip will suit. So I'm leaning 11 ahead of 8, Stake Knives. Gee, if Simon Zara was talking to Shark at the races on Saturday, might have been thrown in some Stake Knives with the service to service the Fierce Impact. I'm sure he would have given him something extra. I thought Stake Knives has got a chance, hard and fit, going okay, consistent, deserving of a win, should get every opportunity from the draw. Sir Phoenix is a horse who is going to appreciate the rising trip. He might even be better with another run or so under the belt, but he's been well in the market in shorter races this preparation, and I think he's definitely looking for more ground for Hypocrite, the other one who's fit, consistent, just a slight tweak of the headgear with the blinkers off and the visor on. 11.8.7.4.
11.8.7.4 in the first. Race number two is over the 1,600 metres. In this race, Fairy Spirit is the favourite. We can scratch 7, 8 and 12. John Sadler trains. Craig Williams heading to Pakenham to ride, and it is at around about $2.20, so it's been very well supported, Fairy Spirit. The second favourite, Wahoo Flyer, is well in the market here as well at $2.40, and then Brave Image at $3.90. It's pretty much $15 plus the remainder of the field. So the market is really firm on these top three. Not much between them. Do you have much between them?
Oh, I thought Fairy Spirit's the one to beat, Michael. That run last start was just outstanding at 1,400 metres. Ended up in a position where really had no hope turning for home to get as close as he did, less than a couple of lengths, and really storming through the line. Craig Williams down to Pakenham on a Monday is a really positive lead for a horse who might be destined to go on to some better races. We've talked about the horses that, you know, are emerging as horses we didn't see as two-year-olds, or if we saw them, it was very late in the season and didn't race through the Blue Diamonds, etc. Well, Fairy Spirit might fit that category. Not sure where he fits in, but I think he's going to be hard to beat here out to 1,600 metres if Craig Williams can get him into a reasonable spot from that draw. 11 ahead of 10. Brave Spirit, who chased well last start. I think that the winner of that race, Bell Sprout's going well for the Cindy Alderson stable. Number 9, Wahoo Flyer, seemed to have the right type of run, was just gunned down late last start. I think he's in the mix. And 2, Divine Entity, I think can improve back onto a synthetic track here. The run on the synthetic track going back 3 starts ago was no real guide after covering ground. But the run behind Caratio is probably good enough to be at least a trifecta first 4 player here. I think 11's the one to beat ahead of 10, 9 and 2.
11 the one to beat ahead of 10, 9 and 2 in the second. Race number 3. And Wally Dalziel looks to have a very good hand in this race. The ownership has the favourite and the second favourite. Different stables, though. We can scratch number 11, Waltz on By. Would have been something to bet on in this race. Take on Jen is the favourite. Philip Stokes trains at $2.50. In similar colours, Peter Moody has the second favourite, Our Valley Star, at $5.50. And then you're out to Little Strawberry at $5.50. Ledecky's Dream, another one from the Moody Yard, is at $6. And Valenconi from the Warren Stables at $7.50. Which way are you heading?
Look, I think it's a little bit more even than the market's suggesting. I thought that Ledecky's Dream, who's jumped out nicely to resume, I think she'll be looking for that little bit further in time. But she was asked to respond, and she did, in a recent jump back when she was just peeling off the leading group, but then effectively surged through the line. I liked that performance. Take on Jen's got an obvious form reference here, starting favourite in the race that Giga Kick won at Sale and was solid enough there. Looks to have trialled up nicely enough. Some of those jump outs have been on rain affected ground, so not necessarily a real guide for here, but looks to be coming to hand quite well. 9 Little Strawberries got the benefit of recent racing, ran well last start, gets the pre-race earmuffs on. And 5 Valenconi's also got that recent race fitness. Well, I thought 8 and 10 were the key runners, and I thought a slight bit of value about Ledecky's Dream. 8, 10, 9, 5.
8, 10, 9 and 5 in race number 3. Race number 4, this could be a good little race here. The top 2 at the market have been well spruced. We can scratch 7, 9 and 10. Dream of Venus, the first starter, Luke Nolan, Peter Moody, $2.50. And another debutante, this one from the Mick Price and Junior, Kent Junior stable, Bring Me to Life, is at $3.30. And Alpine Ace, pretty good push from JD Hayes, said goes well, but the top 2 may be smart, and it's been well back today. $10 into $5, it's halved its price, and Grand Piero's the next best in the market at $8.50. What do you make of these 2 debutantes here, Warren?
I thought Dream of Venus jump outs have been terrific. In quite typical Peter Moody fashion, most recent jump out just was asked for an effort, so if those behind aren't being asked to do much, then you would expect there to be a margin late. But love the way she quickened down and ran through the line, giving a bit of a taste of what race day pressure's all about. Bring Me to Life's been jumping out well enough. Some of the jump outs, again, rain-affected ground, not necessarily a real guide, but looks to be going well in the jump outs that I've seen. But I do like what I've seen, in particular from Dream of Venus. 5 gets the nose roll on, as we would expect, for the Moody stable on debut. 5 ahead of 8, Bring Me to Life, the 2 debutantes. 3 Cable Glow, didn't have any luck 2 starts ago, ran well, albeit well beaten last start, but can be competitive. And 11, Grand Piero, Jason Warren stable. Recent jump out with the winkers on was solid enough, looks to be coming to hand well, should get a nice run from the draw. I'm keen on 5 ahead of 8, 3 and 11.
Keen on 5, Dream of Venus ahead of 8, 3 and 11 in race number 4. That's halfway through the Sports Bet Pack'em card.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is good to have your company for this Monday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Sportsbet Pakenham on the synthetic. We're up to the first leg of the quaddie, which is race number 5. Warren Huntley finding us all of the winners. In this first leg, the scratchings are, we can take out 1, 6 and 9. Way to go, Paula, is the favourite for Philip Stokes at $3.30. Brazen Brando at $4. Lulu Darling, $4.80. Red Snap, $5.50. Throw It to Stumps at $6. And then you're out to $10 plus the remainder. So we've got 6 horses, or 5 horses, I should say, under double figure odds in what's a reasonably small field for this first leg of the quaddie.
Competitive race, isn't it, Michael? Look, I think kept on the fresh side, as she was for her last run. Way to go, Paula. Hit the line really well. She's drawn to get 3 wide with cover type of run, which hasn't been a bad scenario on the synthetic track at Pakenham, although I'd have to say last couple of meetings it seems to have evened up to some extent. Leaders don't seem to be as disadvantaged as I thought they might have been the first couple of meetings this season. I'm going with her. Way to go, Paula. 8 hit a 2 Brazen Brando. He likes the synthetic racing. He's got a good record both at his home track at Ballarat and he's a winner here at Pakenham. 10 Lulu Darling was right on the speed at Bairnsdale and battled on pretty well. She'll strip fitter with that run under the belt. And I don't think if she is on speed again today, I don't think that's necessarily going to bring her undone from a pattern perspective. And throw it to Stamps. Best runs in recent times have been here on this circuit. The blinkers go on today. 8-2-10-7.
8-2-10-7 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is a benchmark 58 over 1,000 metres. We can take out 13 and 14. Covert for Team Friedman is the $3.80 favourite. Lunar Hero, $4.80. Nixie, $5.50. And then we're out to Obsessive Nature at $6. Aura Gold at $8.50 and $9 Licorice Prince. So again, looks an open leg to the quaddie.
It is a competitive race. Look, I'm not you having Covert in my selections, but I am putting Covert in the quaddie, just respecting the stable from a good draw and excuses first up. So can improve, but I think it's tight enough in the market. I'm happy to play number 12 Nixie each way here. She's been back to the trials since her most recent run behind Giga Kick, and a run before she was behind Thronbone. She's been safely held on occasion, but pretty good form reference for a benchmark 58. She's trialled nicely. She can make her own luck. And smart use of a claim here on a filly that looks to be reasonably uncomplicated, getting 3 kilos off for Matty Chadwick. I think it's a good piece of placement from Graham Begg. 12 each way for me. Hit a 4, Licorice Prince, who likes racing here. Didn't have a lot of luck first up behind throw at the stumps, and then no real excuses last start at Mowi, but I think getting away from that rain-affected ground back onto the synthetic are positive. Lunar Hero's a query runner. He's a big, strong galloper, but he's up there with 68.5 before the claim, and haven't seen a trial or a jump out for him in recent times, but such a good horseman, Dan McCarthy. I'm just reluctant to leave out Lunar Hero. 5, Obsessive Nature ran well here last start, as I said, including number 3, Covert, in the quaddie. 12 each way ahead of 4, 1 and 5.
12 each way ahead of 4, 1 and 5 in race number 6. Race number 7, this is a 58 over 1,400 metres. The scratchings here are 7, 9, 13, 16, 17 and 18. Jolting is the favourite at $5. Another open affair. Astern Villa at $5.50. Grey at the ready at $6, $6.50, Optimism, and then Lover Duck at $6.50. And there was a good push for Galactus from Simon Zara at $23 and $6. Did you give it any hope?
Well, I was thinking it might maybe need another run or two and perhaps even stepping up further in trip. But I respect what Simon said. But from that draw, it's going to need probably a little bit of luck, maybe 3 wide with cover. I'm working around it, but take on board what Simon said, and if you're listening, you might well want to factor whatever Simon said into your thoughts, because if Galactus can figure here, either from a trifecta first four perspective or put some value into the quaddie, it'll certainly enhance the dividend. I thought Lover Duck's been going well, potentially some excuses, just having to do some early work recently in a recent run or two, sort of probably gets as good a chance as anything here, and has been going around in races of fairly high pressure, so won't make anything in fitness. 14, at a 6 Jolting. Was a good win here last start. Seems to have settled into Reece Goodwin's stable, who's really starting to find a bit of form. Number 4, In Order That, was there chasing Jolting last start. Found the line well. There's probably not going to be a lot between them again. And Astern Villa gets a drop in grade here from an inside draw. Good to see Joe Bowditch back at the races. 14, 6, 4 and 1.
14, 6, 4 and 1 in the second last event today at Pakenham. And the last race is due to jump at 4.30. It's a benchmark 58 over the mile. We can scratch 5, 12, 14, 15, 16 and 17. Secretly Awesome is the favourite for Gavin Bedgegood. It's at $4.20. In the Lap of the Gods is at $5. Moon Yanko for Matty Kamani, $5.50. Top Arctic at $7.50 for the father-son combination of Stephen King and Lockie King. And then Numero Quattro is at $8.50. How do we finish the day at Pakenham?
I'm coming home with number 2 in the Lap of the Gods each way, Michael. I think he's going well, this preparation, and he's just got a better barrier draw here. He can begin cleanly and just not have to do the work that he's done in his last couple. He's been forced to just cover a bit of ground. I think he's been really brave, and he should be able to conserve more energy here and have a little bit left. Although he doesn't have a dynamic burst of acceleration, he can maintain a really strong gallop, and I think the early work's probably taken a bit of a toll on him the last couple of runs, but he's been very brave considering the runs that he's had. So two each way for me. Get a six top Arctic, who gets the blinkers off and the visor on here, just a little bit more peripheral vision. Ran well last start, was a good winner two starts ago, so he's returned well, maintaining that good form. Number three, Secretly Awesome. Fitter third up, Craig Newitt aboard. Wouldn't be surprised to see the horse right on speed here from a good draw. Eight, Moon Yanko. I was concerned or circumspect about her stepping up to the 1,400 metres last start, but she actually ran nicely through the line. So I'm trusting Maddie Kamani here, getting her out to 1,600 metres now, given what I saw from her at 1,400 metres last start. 2, 6, 3, 8.
2, 6, 3, and 8. All right, how do we play today's meeting at Pakenham to try and make a few dollars?
I'm with Peter Moody, debutante, race 4, number 5, Dream of Venus, as the best. A couple I could play each way, but I do think the each-way odds, race 8, number 2, In the Lap of the Gods, appeals on that basis as the value play. Quaddie first leg, 2, 7, 8 and 10. Wide in the second with numbers 1, 3, 4, 5 and 12. Third leg, 1, 4, 6 and 14. Home with numbers 2, 3, 6 and 8. And rather uncomplicated, running the best bet of the day and the best value of the day into the play of the day. So taking an all up the win, race 4, number 5, Dream of Venus, into race 8, number 2, In the Lap of the Gods each way.
I love it. Very good, Warren. And we need to build this Monday bank because the good horses are coming back and we're looking forward to more spring types returning in the Winks on the weekend. Of course, we've got the Carline and the Mitchell McKenzie. So it's an exciting time, Warren.
It is. And then we build to our first group one at the Menzies in just under 2 weeks' time at Caulfield, so it really is starting to build, Michael.
Good on you, Waz. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.